Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns page 36 of the dossier on Demetrius.
Both Margaret Ridgway and her brother Peter had escaped from Demetrius. Peter by his own courage, Margaret by the sheerest good luck. But though she'd been in his hands for 36 hours, she learned one thing only about him. He whistled a certain tune habitually, and that we had on record. But with Ridgway himself, we had more luck. The man who'd knifed him was our old friend Yachty Bloom. And since we'd told the newspapers that Ridgway was dead, there was a warrant out for Bloom charging him with murder. And we now knew what Demetrius looked like. But with all that on the credit side of the ledger, Ridgway and his sister were more certain than ever that Hady Bergner was involved with Demetrius, and nothing I could do or say would make them change their minds. So while Inspector Frayne threw every resource of Scotland Yard into the hunt for Yachty Bloom, I paid another call at Hady's flat and opened a pitfall for her right at her feet.
What did you say?
Demetrius was so sure Margaret Ridgway couldn't escape that he told her certain things, Hady. He mentioned some names. The names of people close to him.
You look at me like that. You said...
I said, take me to Demetrius.
I want to sit down.
Stand up.
Oh, my arms, you're hurting me. Is this the way you treat the woman you love, Keith?
I'm not here to talk about love.
Oh, which of us is mad, you or I? Why did you ever talk to me about love? You said once here in this flat, you said I would trust you with my life. Now you say, take me to Demetrius. What sort of man are you, Keith?
I'm a man who must get at the truth, Hady, at all costs.
So you come to me and say, take me to Demetrius. What did you expect me to do? Was I to have betrayed myself, did you hope? You say you love me, but you come here believing I'm an adventuress, a murderess, and heaven knows what else besides. You say you love me, but you have me followed.
So you know that.
I've known it for days. And my telephone, Keane. What have you done to make it click in my ears? Do you love me so much that you have my telephone tapped? Is it tapped, Keane?
Yes.
But you love me.
Stop saying that. Can't you understand I do?
You're trying to find out if it is an adventuress, a murderess you're in love with? Or being a kind of spy yourself. Do you use your men and your resources to make certain I'm faithful to you? Which is it, Keane?
Hady, listen to me. I'm hunting vicious and ruthless men. I can't afford to be wrong. When I tell you I love you, I do. But when Margaret Ridgway tells me certain things, I'm torn two ways.
Perhaps I should expect this kind of thing. Being loved by a policeman.
What do you think I'm made of?
I don't know or care what you're made of. I only want you to get out of here and never come near me again.
Well, that was the risk I had to take. If Margaret Ridgway was right and I trapped you into betraying yourself, then I would have to see you in prison. And if she was wrong, then I'd lose you anyway. Oh, can't you make yourself understand, Hady? I'm after Demetrius. I must make no mistakes. I had to do it, even if it meant losing you.
Would it be so terrible to lose me, Keane?
Yes.
Then when? When will you begin to trust me with all of you? Will you just believe me for a little while, and then when Margaret Ridgway or someone else changes your mind for you, will you think I'm a murderess again?
When I'm with you, I know they couldn't be right, none of them. When I hold you like this...
You could be with me more. I love you, Keane. Would I accept anything so monstrous as what you did tonight if I didn't?
What can I say?
Don't say a word. Just show me that never, never again will you think anything so utterly horrible of me. No matter what you're told.
No, Hady. Never again.
There's no one but you. There's never really been anyone but you. Oh, believe me. I'm only Hady Bergner who sings in nightclubs and wants to be loved. And it was only my bad luck to travel on the same aeroplane as Demetrius. Love me always, darling. Never leave me.
Come in, Keane.
Sorry if I've kept you, Colonel.
That's all right. Take a pew. Now, look here. I've just been over the dossier again, and if we're getting any closer to this chap Demetrius, then my name's not Milo Fentress. How do things stand at the moment?
Well, Margaret Ridgway's back at a Fenchurch House address under guard. Peter Ridgway's off the danger list, but he'll be in hospital for a long time yet. We're after Yachty Bloom with everything in the book for the knifing of Ridgway. And when we get our hands on Yachty, the game will be up for Demetrius.
You sure?
Bloom could hang. And he'll know there's no chance for him unless he sells out on Demetrius. You're not going to tell me that a chap like Yachty Bloom will keep quiet and hang out of loyalty.
He might keep silent out of fear.
Oh, no. When we get Yachty Bloom, we'll have Demetrius. Excuse me, sir.
Yes. What are you ringing for?
I'll show you in a minute.
Yes, sir?
Oh, has that fellow with the beard finished yet?
Half an hour, I guess.
Right. Fetch it in.
Yes, sir.
What have you been up to, Keane?
Peter Ridgway is an unusually observant cove. He gave us a very good description of Demetrius. And he whistled that tune better than his sister, too.
Pretty odd, then. Chap as shrewd as this one should have more sense than to go about identifying himself by whistling the one tune all the time.
Excuse me, sir. Here we are, sir.
Oh, thanks. Now then, Colonel Fentress, have a look at this.
Well, this, I imagine, would be a watercolor of Demetrius.
Correct. Painted according to the instructions of Peter Ridgway.
Not bad. Not bad at all. As a watercolor, I mean.
By this time tomorrow, every aerodrome, every railway station, every customs man, every port authority, every police officer from Land's End to John of Groats will have a reproduction of that painting. Demetrius got into this country. I'm only certain of one thing, sir. He'll never get out of it. Alive.
You really do want Yachty Bloom, don't you?
I want Demetrius.
You sound so this has become a personal matter.
Colonel Fentress, it has. We'll get Bloom and he'll talk. Demetrius will move heaven and earth to escape, but every outlet will be closed tight against him. And in trying to escape, he'll come right into the open. And then what happens?
And suppose Bloom goes underground and stays underground? How do you propose to dig him out?
Through Tony Marzotti.
Red Feather's Club?
Right.
I thought we decided not to raid Marzotti. I thought we agreed to leave him alone.
Any calls I pay on Marzotti will be strictly social. At least Marzotti will think so. Listen, Colonel. Suppose we let the word get out round Soho that we wanted Yachty Bloom for the murder of Peter Ridgway. Then just suppose we went to Marzotti and made him a certain proposition. We could whisper in Marzotti's ear that we were spreading a little rumor.
Oh, if I've told you once, I've told you 50 times, stop whistling that tune.
Oh, it's a habit I should make an effort to break. When I'm concentrating, you know.
Now that I've told you about Keane last night, what do you think?
I don't know. He had nothing concrete to go on, nothing whatever.
That's what's becoming so impossible to endure, the uncertainty. Last night, when he said you'd told Margaret Ridgway the names of your people...
But you knew that wasn't correct.
And when he said, take me to Demetrius, my heart stopped.
You didn't betray yourself, did you?
Would I be here now if I had?
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. But how can I be sure of myself again? Oh, where is Rubenstein? How much longer?
Rubenstein will come up here to the apartment from the galleries downstairs at 3 o'clock. It was very obliging of him to give us the use of his apartment, don't you think?
Are you certain of him?
Utterly. I expect to be out of the country in 48 hours with the treasure we came for.
And with Yachty? And Bookman and Tony Marzotti?
Perhaps... only Yachty. I'll spare you the details, Eddie, but don't you think it'd be foolish to divide £1 million sterling 4 ways?
What will happen to them?
I leave that sort of thing to Yachty. Surely you've learned that by now.
Oh, it seems too simple. Too easy. But you should be able to go to Max Rubenstein and say, the loot you gathered by treachery in France during the war, give it to me. Rubenstein was capable of getting it in the first place. Surely he'll make a fight for it now.
But don't you see, our position is beautiful in its simplicity. Rubenstein was a collaborator, a traitor, a murderer, and a thief. We can prove it. How can he possibly retain his loot when we can cost him his head by making a telephone call to the French embassy and telling them where to find Reuben Janis, alias Max Rubenstein? Oh, it's 3 o'clock. But I should be here by now. We'll give him a few more minutes. We're safer here now than we've ever been before. We have Yachty in hiding. Marzotti will soon be underground, too. Peter Ridgway is dead. Max Rubenstein, we own body, soul, and his Gestapo horde. There's nothing in the world to stop us. Nothing in the world they can do. Certainly not Max Rubenstein. Certainly not Gregory Keane.
Take it, will you, Keane? Find out what they want if it's for me.
Major Keane speaking. Colonel Fentress is... Oh, it's for me.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, what name? You're quite certain he wants to see me. Yes, all right. Show him up in, say, 15 minutes, eh? Right.
Who's that?
There's a character downstairs who wants to see me. Says he has important information for us, but must be guaranteed political asylum.
Sounds odd. Give me a name.
Yes. Max Rubenstein. Max Rubenstein. A name didn't mean anything to me. Not at that actual moment. But within the next 48 hours, the name of Max Rubenstein came second only to Demetrius himself. And we learned some more to add to the dossier.
J.D. Bergner gets a message to Rubenstein in the next chapter of this story of suspense, Dossier on Demetrius.